Columbine-style plot in a Cleveland high school. Payne Stewart remembered by his fellow golfers and his grieving wife.
You are the light of my life and my tower of strength. You live in my heart forever.
On Capitol Hill, a haunted house and a haunted Senate, too. This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Profoundly mixed feelings for parents in Cleveland, relief that an alleged plot to commit violence in a school was foiled, shock at the realization that it could happen here. CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers reports.
Police stand guard tonight over South High School in Cleveland after they say they uncovered plans for a school massacre that was to have taken place today, homecoming. Four white students at this predominantly black school have been charged in a plot the mayor, Michael White, calls racially motivated. Seven students are still being questioned. Two guns have been confiscated and a map detailing the school's floor plan, outlining where each of the gunmen would stand. The plan, according to a friend of the suspects, was to shoot and kill whoever got in the way. The gunman would then stand in a circle facing outward, getting involved in a firefight with police. Anyone still standing at the end would bask in glory, they said, even if that meant spending the rest of their lives in jail. Cynthia Bowers, CBS News, Cleveland, Ohio.
Now this.
In the following commercial, we'll introduce Dish 500, the latest entertainment machine from Dish Network, and the world's only digital satellite TV system able to receive 500 channels. Not only will it change the way you watch TV, it's free after rebate and qualified programming. However, being such a revolutionary product, I'm forced to leave more room for the legal announcer.
Available at Sears and other fine retailers. Using Dish 500 may lead to enlarged retina or gluteal spreaditis. Do not ingest more than 200 channels within 1 hour. In case of overdose, please personalize your system to include only favorite channels. Do not forget to shower or eat at least once a day. May cause excessive visitations by neighbors who can't get over 20 commercial-free premium movie channels. Refrain from doing little celebratory Dish 500 dances around friends who have cable. Do not take up a second job selling cologne. After all, Dish Network is free after rebate and qualified programming. Offer ends October 31st. Prices and packages subject to change without notice. Cancellation penalties apply. Additional install charges, restrictions, and sales tax may apply. Void where prohibited. 1 year service agreement required. Call us at 1-888-399-DISH. 1-888-399-DISH. Not intended as a spouse substitute.
Dish Network. How would you like your TV?
Some of the biggest names on the PGA Tour join Payne Stewart's family in Orlando today, mourning his loss and celebrating his life. CBS News reporter Peter King was there.
They prayed and told stories. Vince Gill even wrote a song about Payne Stewart.
Hey, God.
Most of all, there were remembrances, the most heartfelt.
I thank God for pain.
Coming from his widow, Tracy.
We shed laughter, tears, victories, and defeats.
She says she knew when she met Payne Stewart she wanted to spend the rest of her life with him, calling him a great father, a friend to many, and to her, a soulmate for life.
I thank you, Payne, for telling me every single day of our life together that you love me. We love you. Let the party in heaven begin.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
After brief deliberations today, the Nevada Boxing Commission decided not to punish Mike Tyson for throwing a punch after the bell in his bout with Orlin Norris. He'll collect his $8.7 million purse. But commissioners chastised Tyson. One suggested it might be better if he didn't fight in Nevada again. Washington is fairly confident the country will come through Y2K without a problem, but it's seriously concerned about what might happen elsewhere. Today, CBS News reporter Charles Wolfson says a warning was issued about New Year's travel to Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Moldova.
The State Department not only worries about how Y2K disruptions would affect U.S. officials and embassy operations, it's also concerned with private American citizens who either live or happen to be traveling in a country and who would be affected by what the department diplomatically calls potential disruptions in such key areas as transportation, medical, electricity, and water services.
U.S. phone companies say they're prepared for heavy calling volume as the calendar changes.
We're encouraging people to be patient on New Year's Eve if they're experiencing network congestion, but we don't look at that as a Y2K problem.
Bobby Hennessy of GTE says there will be problems if everyone makes calls just to see if the system's working. The IRS told Congress today that its Y2K preparation have some trouble spots, but John Yost, who's in charge of the agency's Y2K effort, says taxpayers shouldn't notice any difference.
We will have problems to the extent we have problems in a normal filing season. I think the taxpayers will experience a normal tax filing year with the Internal Revenue Service.
Remember to set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night. At 2 a.m. Sunday, most of the nation returns to standard time. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Want to know what your credit report looks like? You can run a credit check on yourself for free by logging onto freecreditreport.com.
I found an inaccuracy that could have cost me an approval and disputed it.
My credit report from freecreditreport.com showed me an open account I'd forgotten about.
Just call 1-800-220-2626 or log on to www.freecreditreport.com. Just call 1-800-220-2626 or www.freecreditreport.com.
Once upon a time, there was a very anxious bird's-eye farmer.
Finally! I've been up for hours!
He was anxious in the fields as well.
A little seed, a little rain, so what's the hold-up here?
Finally, the bird's-eye farmer picked the young vegetables early, and bird's-eye baby vegetables were born. Vegetables more sweet and tender than any others. Bird's-eye baby vegetables bring a little...
wow!
...to your table.
Available in your grocer's freezer. Look for a coupon in your Sunday, October 31st paper.
The cheers echoed through New York's Canyon of Heroes today. A huge crowd turned out to honor the Yankees for another World Series championship.
The Yankees and New York own October.
Mayor Rudolph Giuliani led the festivities in a Yankee jacket and cap. Manager Joe Torre praised his team for playing hard day in and day out and praised his superstars for not acting that way.
They're very, very special. They really don't care as long as they're part of the best team that's ever played the game.
After the Yankees' four-game sweep, the final sweep was left to the New York Sanitation Department. It has to clean up tons of paper dropped on the parade route. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
You've been on the phone for an hour now with the airline. You were watching the news and you heard those two magic words, fare war. The airlines are waging a bloody battle. Prices are dropping dramatically. But all you've heard so far is, I'm sorry, all those fares are taken. But how can that be? It was just announced. Then you start thinking, maybe this wasn't a fair war after all. Maybe war wasn't declared. How about a fair conflict? Worse yet, a fair battle. A couple of battalions went at it. It's over already. It was a small fair uprising, a skirmish near the fair border. Yeah, that must have been it. Next time you hear there's a fare war, don't run to the phone. Run to your computer and check out Best Fare Finder on Travelocity.com. It's the only place you can access over 700 airlines, over 42,000 hotels, and over 50 rental car companies simultaneously. Just click on the date you're interested in on their handy calendar. It's that easy. If there's a deal out there, chances are Best Fare Finder will find it for you. Best Fare Finder on Travelocity.com. Go virtually anywhere.
The market had another good day. The Dow up 107 points to 10,729. The NASDAQ jumped 91 points. They weren't carving pumpkins on Capitol Hill today. They were carving up political opponents. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the story.
Congress can be pretty scary, but it doesn't usually sound like a haunted house. Democrats adopted a Halloween theme to make some political points with witches, bags of candy, and theme rhetoric from Democratic leader Richard Gephardt.
America should be scared witless by actions like rejecting 100,000 additional teachers.
There were fake tombstones for doomed bills like campaign finance, the Patient's Bill of Rights, and gun control.
Haunted by the agenda of the extremist wing of the Republican Party.
Of course, Republicans say they find Democrats pretty scary too, but they weren't giving out candy. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, October 29th, 1999. The Roundup was produced this week by Diane James and Frank Telch. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.